So we're doing good stuff. Good stuff is happening in the kingdom of God. And today we're talking about working the works of the kingdom. Working the works of the kingdom. And you've heard me say this before. Let's work the works of the kingdom. And some of you said, yeah, we're working the works of the kingdom. And it's nice and it's catchy and it's whatever, but what are the works of the kingdom? What is working the works of the kingdom? What are we doing to work the works of the kingdom? And I think this was something I thought we should really define very clearly so that you know what those works are, because it's a catchy little phrase. It sounds good, doesn't it? Don't you like the way it sounds? Yeah, working the works of the kingdom. But what does that mean? What are we doing when we're working the works of the kingdom? Now, when we receive Jesus into our heart, we receive authority, we receive power, we receive dominion over the earth. We now have a supernatural power, the Spirit of God on the inside, which gives us the ability to cast out spirits, to rebuke sickness. So sickness no longer has power over us. Darkness no longer has power over us. Poverty no longer has power over us. Say amen to that. You know, so this is some of the things we get. We get this authority, but this is just part of working the works of the kingdom. This is the abilities we are given, and we are given those for a very specific purpose. See, that is abilities and the authority that we have in order to fulfill the works of the kingdom. So let's go take a look and find out what are working the works of the kingdom. What is the work of the kingdom that we're supposed to do? Now, here in... this is something important to know. This is in Hebrews 13 in verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we could say, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means God's plan is the same from the beginning to the end. He's had the same plan all along. Now, why that's important is because if we listen to what some of the first things that Jesus says, he begins to tell us right away what is working the works of the kingdom. When the first thing God says to us, we know this is his purpose for us. So if we go down to Matthew 1:17, remembering that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and now we hear what Jesus is saying in this story. This is where Jesus, he was walking along by the Sea of Galilee, and then suddenly he sees this boat, the crowd, the multitude is kind of pushing in on him as he's teaching, and so he gets into this boat that's there. It happens to be Simon Peter's boat that he gets into. Simon is his name at the time, but Jesus calls him Peter, so I'll call him Peter too, since Jesus calls him Peter. So he gets into Peter's boat, and after he's finished talking, he tells Peter to shove off, let's go out into the deeper water. And he tells him to cast his net over the right side. Now, Peter, he was out all last night fishing. He didn't catch a single fish. He toiled all night and there was nothing out there. But this time he says, well, because you're saying this, you know, Lord, I'll do it. And he throws his net over the side. And of course, we know the story. He now pulls up the net and he has a record-breaking, net-smashing, boat-sinking catch of fish. He's never seen anything like it in his whole life. And he can't even get it in by himself. He's got to call for his friends to come out with another boat to try to get these fish out of the water. There are so many of them. This is the blessing of the Lord. When God comes into your boat, comes into your life, you now have this same blessing. And it'll come on you in a way you haven't seen before. You'll see the favor of God falling upon your life in incredible, amazing ways. Say amen to that. And so, what's the first? So Peter now, he falls down on his knees and says, depart from me, I'm not worthy. He feels like he's not worthy. And here's what Jesus now tells him about his purpose. Jesus is telling Peter about his purpose. And he says, follow me and I will make you become a fisher of men. This is the first thing that Jesus really tells Peter about himself. I'm going to make you go out and catch men. You're going to become a fisher of men. And this is, remember, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those words are the same for Peter as they were that first day he spoke them. He is talking about having him go out and bring people into the kingdom of God. He is going to go out and catch these guys and bring them out of the darkness and bring them into the light. This is working the works of the kingdom, people. Working the works of the kingdom is bringing people out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Bring them out of the dark into the light. In order to do that, in order to bring them out of that darkness, you need to have power and authority over demons, over darkness, over poverty, over sickness, so that you can cast that stuff off, because when they're in the dark, they can't see the light. If you're in the dark, you can't see the light. You're blinded by it. And as a result of it, Jesus wanted to give us power and authority so we could now dwell in the darkness and now bring those people out into the kingdom of God. Right? Amen? Okay. So we have this power and authority. Sometimes we forget the whole reason, because working the works of the kingdom is bringing people into the kingdom of God. That is His will. That is God's will for us. Now remember, in the beginning, what the first thing that God said to us, He said, be blessed. God blessed us. That was the first thing that He did. Now why did God create us and then He blessed us? Because He wanted us to be blessed. Right? God wanted us to be blessed. And then because we separated ourselves from that blessing, we separated ourselves from God, we left the light because God is the light. We left the light and went into the darkness. In the darkness, now we had separated ourselves from the blessing, and the door was now closed. We were separated from God. God now comes down on the earth as Jesus and becomes the door. The door to what? The door to the kingdom, the door to God, the door for us to go through, that when we receive Jesus into our heart, we come out of the kingdom of darkness, we go through Jesus, the door, into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of God. We're now reconciled with God through going through the door. Jesus is the door, and He came to teach us the gospel, the good news. What is the good news? We don't have to live in the darkness. We don't have to live in the sickness. We don't have to live in the poverty. We don't have to live in the struggle and the sacrifice. We can pass through this door into the kingdom of God, and we can be reconciled with God. Amen? And what does God want when we get into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven? He wants to bless us.
Amen.
Amen. So He has said this from the beginning. It hasn't changed, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And those people like us who have received Jesus into our heart have left the kingdom of darkness. We have gone through the door, Jesus, because we invited Him to come into our hearts. And now we have entered into the kingdom of God. And you come here every week to learn about how do I work in the kingdom of God? What are the things that I do? How does the kingdom of God work? Because we were used to the kingdom of darkness, the world. We're used to working in that. But now we've got to learn, how do I work in the kingdom of God? How does that function? How do I use this power and authority that God has given me? How do I, use that? So that's why we come together. We come together to learn how to understand how to use the power that God has given us in the kingdom of heaven. All right? Amen?
Amen.
And so as we learn that, though, one of the things is, as people come into the kingdom of God, they receive wonderful blessings. Their lives are changed. They'll receive favor, increase. The minute they step out of the darkness, receive Jesus and into the light, they'll start to see the favor of God working on their life in an amazing way. They'll see increase, financial increase coming. They'll see increased health coming into their life. They will see that, like, as everything is opening before them, and everywhere they go, it just seems like God has planned it for them. I remember somebody telling me this week how the favor of God was working on their life. They decided to get into this program where they're going to get themselves into shape. And the minute they told their neighbor about it, the neighbor said, hey, let's go down to Costco. Took them in the car down to Costco, bought them new shoes, bought them food. And they also found out that when they got home that the way to the gym was wide open, that it was planned, that there was not a difficult thing, that God had already prepared for them to get to the gym and back very easily. When they went to the gym, the membership was extremely low, and it wasn't a contract that you were locked into for a lifetime. It was a month-to-month contract. And not only that, when they signed that month-to-month membership, now they also, the guy bought them a protein shake. Say amen to that. And this person realized, the favor of God is working in my life. And that's what happens when we get into the kingdom of God, out of the kingdom of darkness. This was the whole plan of why Jesus came to walk on the earth. He came and walked on the earth to open the way, to be the door for us to all walk into the kingdom of God again. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so now we're in the kingdom of God. Here we are. We're learning about how to work the works of the kingdom. We have the power. We have the authority. We're feeling good. But sometimes we forget one of the main things that Jesus said. What was he said to Peter? He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Why did Jesus have disciples? He had disciples because they were learning from him, but a disciple is somebody that does the same thing that the teacher does. A disciple basically does the same thing that the teacher's doing. They're learning how to do what the teacher is doing, okay? So he has disciples to do the same thing that he's doing. He's having them learn how to bring people out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. When Liza first encountered Jesus, and this was in a vision, this vision where Jesus came to Liza and he took her by the hands and he said to her, you are one of us, you are going to go back and bring people to me. What was he saying? Now, Liza didn't know at first exactly what he was saying, what's he talking about, but in a nutshell, what he was saying is, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. What he was saying to her is, I'm going to have you go into the darkness, be the light in the darkness, use the power and authority that I have given you in Jesus' name, my name, because it's Jesus talking. Go into the darkness, use my name, and bring those people back here into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of God. Amen? So that's the will of God. So sometimes we forget. Now think about this. All across America this morning, there are big churches and there are small churches. There are famous churches and there are unknown churches. And there are people sitting in pews and there are people sitting in chairs. And there are people sitting with their feet up relaxing. And there are people that have forgotten. There are many people across this nation that have forgotten the whole purpose and reason for you being here. Is to go out and become fishers of men. To bring people out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Because some of us, we get into the kingdom of light, and now we're experiencing the blessing, and we're experiencing the favor, and now we're in that rest. The rest is the Sabbath, but the rest isn't a day, it's a state of being. It's what we come into when we receive the Spirit of God on the inside once we have passed through that door. So the Sabbath is not a day, it's a state of being that we receive when we receive Jesus, because now you have peace. You enter into rest, the day of rest. This is the state of rest that you enter into. Now you can rest and relax. But now you shouldn't be resting in an idle state, because that rest, there is an assignment that God has given us to go out and get more people. See, the whole way that it works is Jesus taught his disciples, and we can see here that as he taught his disciples to do the same thing that he did, he also sent them out. In Matthew 10:6, he sends out his 12 disciples. And Jesus had a lot more than 12 disciples, but 12 of them were singled out, so we know them, we know of them, we talk about them. But the disciples, again, were people that were following the teacher, Jesus. The disciple is somebody who's doing the same thing that Jesus is doing. That's a disciple. They're doing the same thing that Jesus does. And he sends them out, and he says, he gives them a particular assignment. He says, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely have you received, freely give. What is he saying? He's saying, go out into the world, cast off the demons, heal the sick. Why? Lift the veil of illusion that's creating darkness in the kingdom of darkness so that people can see the light. And once they see the light, they're going to want the light. They're going to receive me into their hearts, and they're going to come into the kingdom of heaven. He is saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Amen. Say amen to that. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he has sent out his 12 to do the same thing that he's doing. He sent out his 12 to do that. And a little bit later, we read about how he sends out 70. So he sends out 70 disciples now to do this. What are they doing? They're going out into the darkness with the power and authority in his name, Jesus' name. And they are bringing people out of the darkness into the kingdom of God, into the light. They are able to go through that door that is Jesus, into the blessing that God wants to give them, okay? So the 70 did the same thing in Luke 10:2. Now he says to them, here's one of the things, he said a few things to them, but here's what I marked out. Then he said to them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So Jesus is saying that the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot of people out there that are in the darkness, and we got to bring them into the light. Amen?
Amen.
We got to bring them into that light, he's saying. We need more laborers. Man, we got a lot of laborers right now in this country that could be doing this work, but they have completely forgotten about that because they're so busy enjoying the blessing. They forgot that he said, go out and bring more people in. So if Jesus was having his disciples go out and bring people in, that's what he wants you to do too. Just like he said to Eliza, he said, go out, get those people and bring them back to me. That's what he said to her. He said the same thing that he said 2,000 years ago. He said that to Eliza, and he's saying that to you. He's saying that now you've been equipped, you've been trained, you have the authority, you have the power, you've been learning how the kingdom works. You're ready now to go out and do that. Now, Jesus wasn't just telling people to do this. He was also showing them how to do it. He was leading by example. And this one example that I really liked, that I loved, and it really kind of illustrates exactly the way he leads us some days. Here he is. He's walking through this one particular region, and at this time there was a man named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was a tax collector, but he heard that Jesus was coming. He hears that this guy, Jesus, is coming. He wants to get a look at him. The crowds are so big at this time. Jesus is like a rock star. There are so many crowds around him. And Zacchaeus is kind of a short guy, so he can't quite see over the people. He's like trying to get a look at Jesus. He can't see. And so he finds this tree, and he climbs up into this tree so he can get a good look at Jesus. And as he's up in that tree, here Jesus is walking by, you know, doing his thing. And suddenly he looks up. He looks up at Zacchaeus in this tree, and here's what he says. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. See, this is the same thing. So Jesus enters into Zacchaeus' house. Now, the people around there knew Zacchaeus is not only a tax collector, but he's collecting more than he really needs. He's extorting a little bit. He's using his power to get a little bit more than he's supposed to. And people are thinking, you know, you shouldn't be going into that house, Jesus. You know, that's not a good guy that you're going to see there. You can't be associated with this kind of person. But look what happens here. This a little bit later, now that Jesus has come into his house. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. If I have taken anything from anybody by false accusation, I restore fourfold. What happened there? Jesus came into his house. You could say it another way. Jesus came into his heart. See, this man on the outside, Zacchaeus, doesn't look like he's ripe for the picking. He doesn't look like the right kind of guy to enter into the kingdom of God. Looks like everything is wrong. He should stay in the kingdom of darkness, probably people are thinking. But Jesus hears from God. Remember, Jesus doesn't do anything unless God gives him directive to do it. Now, we don't know if God told him earlier in the day, there's going to be a man in a tree. When you see a man in the tree, that's the man I want you to talk to. Or did he say right there as he was passing under the tree, God spoke to him in his heart and said, hey, look up. This is the man I want you to talk to. This is the man I want you to bring into the kingdom of God. See, this is the same way we've been working. We go out into our lives, and as we're living and walking around, we're listening to God to guide us to the person who's ready. The harvest is plentiful, he said. There's a lot of people out there. Another way that somebody received that this week was that the tomatoes, when they're ripe, they're ready for the picking. And when they're ripe, they come right off the vine. That's what the white harvest means. I don't know if you didn't grow up on a farm, you probably didn't know that, but when a harvest is white, that means it's ripe for the picking. It's time to go out and reap that grain and bring it in. And so the same thing, if you want to think of it in terms of tomatoes, okay, good, because that might make more sense to you if you didn't grow up on a farm. But if a tomato is ripe, it's going to come right off the vine real easy. If it's not ripe, you're going to be pulling on it like crazy, and it's not going to come loose. You're going to have to cut that vine to get it off. But what he is saying, what we were receiving was that when it's ripe, and there's a lot of people out there that are ripe, we don't judge them by the cover. We don't just look at them and say, that's not the guy, because here Zacchaeus was ripe and ready. And what happened when Jesus came into his house, came into his heart, came into his life? He was transported out of the kingdom of darkness. He now sees the light. He repents. He changes his mind. He changes his direction. He turns around and begins to live in a new way. And now he says, I'm going to pay back. If I wronged anybody, I'm going to pay them back. If I assaulted anything, I'm going to correct that. He has repented. And now here's what Jesus says. And then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. So here, Zacchaeus receives his salvation because Jesus hears God's guidance, looks up into the tree, says, you're the guy that I want. Come down here. I'm going to your house. He goes in. He brings them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And now Zacchaeus receives that blessing of salvation in his life because he repented and changed. So the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That which was lost. We know this was the main thing that Jesus was doing on the earth. He is bringing them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's how he's saving the lost. When they're lost, you're in the darkness. If you were ever in a dark forest with no light, it's very easy to get lost. Even if you're walking on the trail, if you step off that trail only a few feet, there have been people that have gotten lost even though they were only a few feet off the trail because the forest was dark and it was dense, and they always say, don't leave the trail. But if we're already in the darkness, we can't see the light. Somebody's got to come out there with the light for us. The light of God has to be brought into the darkness, and that's what Jesus is doing. He brought the light into the darkness. Now we have the light inside of us because we've received Jesus. So we go into the darkness now too. And when we bring that light into the darkness, it opens the eyes, just like it did here for Zacchaeus. It opened his eyes, and he now realized, oh, wow, I don't like where I am. I don't like who I am. I don't like the way my life is. I want to get out of there. And he received it right there. Salvation. He received it. And that's what Jesus is doing. And Jesus, we know how important that is because he talks about the lost sheep. He tells a parable about the lost sheep. Remember this one? He talks about a man that had 100 sheep. And if one of those sheep goes missing, that guy's going to go and leave the 99. He's going to go look for the lost one. He's going to search for it. When he finds it, he's going to rejoice. He's going to rejoice over that one lost sheep because that's what's important to Jesus, finding those that are lost. He also talks about the lost coin. There's a woman who's got 10 coins. One of those coins goes missing, she's going to scour the whole house looking for that coin until she finds it. And when she finds it, she's going to celebrate and have a great time. Why? Because it's important to Jesus. That's his mission, to find the lost. He also talks about the prodigal son. Remember the man that had two sons? And one of those sons, he took his inheritance, he goes off to a foreign country, he's having a wild life, he's having a great time, he spends all that money, and then he falls onto hard times, and then he realizes, I've made some mistakes. And he comes back. And what does the father do when the son comes back? The father is rejoicing. He kills the fatted calf and celebrates, and they make merry. They have a party because what was lost is found. Every time somebody comes out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, angels are celebrating and cheering. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God is celebrating because now he can do what he wanted to do from the very beginning. Bless them. Be a blessing upon them. That's your job, though, to go out there and to bring the people out of the darkness into the light. Somebody's got to be the light of God upon the world in Jesus' name, and go in and do that. And that's exactly what Jesus wants us to do, because he says here in Mark 16:15. Now, this is after he's already been crucified. He was in the tomb and he rose from the dead. Just before he ascends, he says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is what he is telling his disciples. That means he's telling those that follow Jesus. If you're here today and you invited Jesus into your heart, then you were a disciple of Jesus. You were learning how to do the same things that Jesus did. You're learning how to work the same works that Jesus did. You're fulfilling that same purpose. So what is working the works of the kingdom? Working the works of the kingdom is bringing people out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Say amen to that. I hope you're with me. I know I'm talking fast today, but I got a lot to cover. So, So if you're still with me, you know already what working the works of the kingdom is. If you want to work the works of the kingdom, if you like that phrase, hey, I'm working the works of the kingdom, now you know how to do that. Now, a few weeks ago, we were out working the works of the kingdom. We had evangelism training here. We were learning how to go out and tell people the gospel. What? Tell them about the door out of the darkness, the door into the light. And we went out and we were telling them, amen?
Amen.
And I'll tell you, since that day, we have received 35 people into God's kingdom. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is a big victory for us, because if we can receive 35 in a few weeks, that means we can receive hundreds, we can receive thousands, we can receive millions. Say amen to that.
Amen.
As God guides us to those that are ripe, to those that are ready to be picked, we can walk into their lives and they'll easily, just like Zacchaeus did, they will receive God and they will step into the kingdom of light, and it'll be easy breezy, I'm telling you. And that is what we have been doing here. So we've been working the works of the kingdom. I want you guys to get excited today. Are you guys stirred up and excited to do the works of the kingdom? Are you ready to go out and bring the light unto the world? You're here learning how the kingdom works. You're here being filled with the Spirit. Get the Spirit moving. Feel it starting to move within you so that you're fired up. So when you go out into the world, you have so much light shining out of you that when you walk into a room, somebody that's in the darkness will suddenly see it and go, wow. Whoa, I didn't see that before. What is that? What's going on over there? I want that. I never saw that before. And they will want to come into the kingdom of light, because that's where the blessing is. That's where the goodness is. That's where the health is. That's where the prosperity is. That's where God is. And He wants to bless you in all ways, at all times, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is the blessing that God has for you in your life. So get excited today about working the works of the kingdom, because that is what the kingdom is all about, the kingdom works. It's about bringing people out of the darkness. And I praise God that you guys have been brought out of the darkness. I praise God that you have received the light. I praise God that you passed through that door that is Jesus, and now you live in a blessed life, and that you're learning how to receive that blessing more and more every day. I praise God for that. But at the same time, I know there is still a harvest out there that's plenty, and there are laborers that are few. And I know that we are great laborers. And as we work with God, I know that we can work the works of the kingdom and bring more people into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, say amen to that.
Amen.